December 30th, obviously, the water started coming in very fast. Filled the lower level of the building quite quickly, and at that point we just had to, from a safety point of view, to get all the staff out. And from that point the lower car park just filled and the water level just kept coming higher. Probably about 15 feet, I think the river has never been as high, ever. So yeah, it was quite frightening to watch. Obviously there's been a lot of devastation to homes around the local area, and obviously our thoughts are with them at this point as well. You know, it's bad for us, but can't even comprehend what it must be like when it's doing that to your home.
A massive operation underway. We're watching it right now. Just tell us what has happened so far, where we are now in the salvage operation, the recovery operation, if you like.
We've managed to strip out a lot of the driving range. The greenkeepers areas, which were obviously badly affected, and at the moment we are in the process of clearing a lot of silt and mud off of the greens on the golf course. It's important that we get as much of that off as possible as quickly as we can, so that the greens survive and there's not too much damage to them. And then from there it's just a case of assessing each area of the golf course as quickly as we can to try and get as much salvage as possible.
I mean, just looking at this small army of staff out there, they're working so hard. It says a lot for the dedication and the spirit about the whole place.
Absolutely, we've got a fantastic team of staff here. We always knew that, but it's at this time that, you know, you really find out how valuable and how good your staff are, and they've been absolutely fantastic. Not only that, we've had a lot of support from a lot of the foundation sponsor pros. The guys that they look after have been absolutely brilliant, been in here first thing in the morning, getting their sleeves rolled up and really working hard to try and get us back on our feet as quickly as possible.
I was hearing as well that when this was at its peak, all the stock for the shop and anything of value had to be taken out of the building for safety's sake.
Yeah, we got as much out of the building as we possibly could, as safely as we could. Obviously, once it reached the point, we had to get the staff out of the building to make their safety a priority. But yeah, we managed to salvage as much as we possibly could from the building itself, yeah.
I guess we'd be looking at, before everything's up and running again, several weeks, would that be?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, it's difficult to put a timescale on it. We're obviously working as hard as we can, but we need the weather to do us a favour and give us a little bit of dry weather so that we can maintain the work that we're doing at the moment. And then obviously that allows us to move inside and start making preparations for the coffee shop and the golf shop. And then our hope is we can have the right-hand side of the driving range operational as quickly as possible, so that we can get our teaching professionals back to doing what they do best.